I'm Alexander Agunis. Welcome to No Direction and Everyman Gaming's special event, Season's Beatings, a Yuletide Terror actual play podcast. I've gathered Louise, Param, Jason, and Vanessa together to experience the joy and magic of the holidays in a way that only Pathfinder players can, in deadly combat against horrifying monsters. In Season's Beatings, I'm going to be running these fine players through Yuletide Terror, a holiday adventure that I wrote for Everyman Gaming LLC. Without further ado, let's return to Yuletide Terror. Season's Beatings, Episode 4. Where we last left off, you went around, you met Budson, you cleared through the sitting room, and now you've just defeated paintings in the dining room. Excellent job, everybody. And off screen, you have used your wand to heal yourselves up a bit, right?
Yes, and waited until those negative levels went away.
Yes,
you spent an hour. A little nap.
There's actually still food in the kitchen, but you notice that a lot of it is food that kids would not want to eat. Not that it's bad, but like you go into the vegetable cabinet and there's nothing but like broccoli.
I love broccoli.
Do you eat food, Biddle?
I like that it looks like little trees.
Oh, okay.
All right. So with that, there's only one room left on this floor that you need to clear.
Yes. Let's go on in.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to go through the foyer?
The one thing that you should know is that the kitchen did not have any additional gear of yours in there.
The dining room, you mean?
Yeah, the dining room.
Yeah, I thought so.
Fantastic.
Oh, but no, it's great. Can you imagine if those guys had walked out of the painting and interrupted you in the middle of trying to use the train? It would have been horrible. You would have hated it, trust me. Just believe me.
All right, well, let's stack up on this door and get ready to go.
I know, I'm so excited for you guys to go inside. All right, so anything else you want to do before you open up that door?
Does anyone want a buff? I'm just one of those things that I'm not sure, since we're really difficult getting our stuff back. I'm hesitant to use my spells.
I think I'd hold on to it until we know what we're up against.
Sounds good.
You mean you don't want to go and spend all of your buffs on the present mimics?
Definitely no.
All right.
Well, wait,
so,
Param, do you want to be big? I have a potion.
No. We might need that later.
Fair enough. Let's go.
All right. You're going to open the door?
Open the door.
All right. This cold sitting air features.
Oh, good lord.
What?
It's terrifying.
It's blood everywhere.
This cold sitting area features a half dozen plush chairs circled around a small table upon which rests a bloody, beating human heart. Tapestries, portraits, and other works of art line the wall and are smeared with blood as entrails hang alongside a hanging garden above. A wolfskin rug lays below a cold hearth in the azure light.
Is there anything obviously moving?
No.
Oh, good. Biddle's going to take an object, something that looks useless, and hurl it against the wolfskin rug just to make sure.
Okay. Sure. Make your attack.
Oh, okay. So, for the record, the attack roll is a 27, and it is a lot of damage. 12 plus 16 is 28, 31, 36 points of damage. Magical, let's call it bludgeoning, because I don't know what's around there.
Sure, bludgeoning sounds good. So you smack into it, and it rolls over, and immediately forms into a stuffed wolf that looks like it is in excruciating pain.
She turns back. Initiative. She turns back to Oren and says, "Yep, everything's trying to kill us."
Roll initiative.
Thanks. Down at that. It's a big wolf.
It is. But you guys are doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you excited?
Yeah.
I'm excited to get an alpha strike off on it.
Is that wolf the blink dog from Jacob Blackman's stock art?
Yeah, it is. You caught me.
I'm a fan of that art.
All right. So, look at that. Rangvald, what's your initiative modifier?
5.
Oh, gosh. Roll off.
Improved. All right. Ben, I rolled a natural 1, so I guess you get to go first.
I do, which is good. It kind of forms up, pushes off, and starts running over to you guys. As it comes closer, it does not look like it is a living wolf at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to run over. As it goes, it barrels into furniture, looking almost like it doesn't quite see where it's going very well. Yeah, it goes there, and it's gonna bite the person who just attacked it.
Me, Biddle!
Don't sound so excited.
No, I'm excited.
And misses you.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. It did a bad job.
Ringvald, you're up.
Alright.
If you want to wait, I'll get out of your way.
Yeah, I'll pause. I'll delay a bit.
Okay. You do know that there's a door in from the dining
room. Yeah, I could go around, but that'll take me long. It'll take me a while.
Orin, you're up.
Orin, are you going to go? Wait, Orin will probably go to the door. I need to be here. I'll do the movement. Sorry. Let me just do that. 5, 10, 15, 20, 5, 10, 15, 20. Okay.
Cool.
I'm done.
All right, you're jogging around, Orin?
Yeah, I'm going to jog around.
I'm going to wait for the bear to get out the way.
Cool.
All right, so you're going to delay till after Biddle. Renori, you're up.
Okay.
You could do a knowledge arcana check to know more about this creature.
Yes, let's do that first. How about 23?
This is a taxidermic winter wolf.
Taxidermic.
Cool.
Yes. With that result, you can ask me 2 questions about winter wolves and 2 questions about taxidermic creatures.
Okay. Are winter wolves resistant to anything in particular?
They're immune to cold.
Fair enough. Are taxidermic creatures resistant to anything in particular?
No, but they have defective eyes, which reduces the radius of their vision-based abilities.
Well, are taxidermic creatures vulnerable to anything, such as fire?
Yes, but that's actually from the winter wolf, not the taxidermic.
Ooh, vulnerable to fire from winter wolf. Okay, and finally, winter wolves, do they have any special attacks?
They deal cold damage when they bite you, and they trip you. Winter wolves have more special attacks than this, but being taxidermic causes it to lose all of those other special attacks.
Okay, great. Well, how does this taxidermic wolf feel about misfortune falling upon it?
Probably not too happy, I imagine. It rolls a 7 on its will save.
Well, it's misfortuned, and I laugh.
Nice. Biddle, you're up.
All right, Biddle is going to 5-foot step out of the way, but she can still reach it. But with the cover, she will safely telekinetic blast one of those bloody chairs into its hindquarters.
Okay.
Not quite a crit, but a 19 on die is well over 30.
A 30 will hit.
Oh, yeah. And dealing 29 points of magical bludgeoning damage. As it and the chair take 29 points of damage.
Nice. That chair shatters.
That's right.
Orin, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to step on up and frame myself at the doorway and start swinging my candy cane sword. I'm going to go normal power attacks, not vital strikes, though. Okay. Oh, I didn't crit that time. a 30?
A 30 hits.
All right. And second attack, a 24?
A 24 hits.
Alrighty, so this first hit is 21 points of damage.
Okay.
Does it feel like that all went through?
Yes.
Okay. Second attack is 23 points of damage.
It dies.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
So Ringfall jogs around to the other door, and it's just like, oh, nope.
Well, you're all done here. Well done. Well done, team. Mm-hmm. I am very curious about a still beating heart.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's more danger in this room.
I mean, I just finished developing the Signal of Screams adventure path, so... And this is also creeping me out.
All right, so stop right there.
Yeah.
We are not out of initiative.
Oh, should we go back to where we were?
Nope, right there is good.
Okay.
Vines fall from the ceiling.
The entrails.
As we slowly approach the beating heart.
Oh, no, they are not entrails. They are vines. And they are going to have a swell good time.
Do they have mistletoe on them?
Yes. Yes, they do. Good. It is canon now. All right. So the first one is going to reach down over here, and he's going to slam into our good friend Renori, because man oh man, Renori, you are in a great spot for slamming. I'm assuming, though, that an 11 doesn't hit your flat-footed.
Correct.
All right. The second one is going to go after Orin. Oh, man, another 3. Misses. The last one is going to go after Biddle. 20 against Biddle's flat-footed.
Against flat-footed, we'll actually miss. Flat-footed 21.
Ah, no. All right.
So it plinks against your armor.
They're very unhappy. All right. So with that out of the way, it is now going to be Rangvald's turn.
Oh, alrighty. I'll take a step here, and I'll do a power attack. Just one. Test the waters here. Wait, it doesn't actually. I can do both. What's the point of that? Why not do both?
I don't know. You tell me.
I was thinking. I said Starfinder earlier, and I was thinking about Starfinder rules. Well, I need to declare ahead of time if I'm doing a full attack. No, this is a full attack. Here we go. 23, 27.
A 27 will hit.
Alrighty. That does 13 points of damage, bludgeoning, cold iron.
Mmm, ow. It doesn't seem to like that.
Alright, and here comes attack number 2. Here we go. 26.
That's a hit.
Yeah, yeah. And 8 points, minimum damage.
It doesn't look very good.
Smash.
Renori, you're up. You can use Knowledge Nature to know more about these things, you guys.
Cool. That's not me. I will flash a step away from the terrible, terrible vine creatures. And
it's okay, you're 13, you're impulsive.
Yes.
I'll look at this center one with my evil eye.
Is that mind affecting?
It sure isn't.
Oh, no.
So it takes a penalty to AC.
It rolls a 19. How does that do?
Okay, it saves, so it lasts for one round, so I will cackle to maintain it for an additional round beyond that.
No. Biddle, you're up. These vines seem to be clinging to the overhang above.
Interesting. Can I affect the overhang?
Maybe.
I'm sure it weighs more than 800 pounds, though.
Yes, it's very big and it's covered with lots of plants.
Okay. Are any of us standing directly under one of the things?
No.
Oh, good. In that case...
You see those dark gray lines on the ground that make a square?
Oh, I do. Okay, so she takes a moment to look up at the shadows and decides to rip the whole thing down. I'm going to defensively cast a telekinesis, telekinetic hand, and I succeed. I'm going to spend 1 point of burn so that I can move up to 1,000 pounds per level, which is 8,000 pounds. And she's just going to try and rip the entire thing down onto the ground.
Well, you definitely do that, but as it slams into the ground, potted plants and debris from the ceiling fly everywhere. Everyone's got to give me a reflex save.
Oh no!
I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Hell, I'm sure it's great.
I like it.
You know what?
Scary bear.
That's right. Her eyes sort of flash with, like, flaming ether for a moment as she puts her little tiny furry paws up in the air and makes little tiny furry fists and pulls down.
So what would the save DC against one of your wild talents be, right?
Goodness.
It should be 10 plus half your level plus your... For this one, we'll say dexterity.
This one will say dexterity? Okay. So that's only going to be a 17, then.
All right. That's the DC for the reflex save.
Great. All right. So I make it at 19.
I got 18.
I got a 22.
Renora, you're not in the room, so you are unaffected. So this one fails, this one fails, the second one, and this one passes. So all of you guys that passed take 5 points of damage. The ones that failed take 10. That causes this one right in front of Rangvald to just die. It gets crushed by all of the damage and just... Wait, no, I didn't hit the right one. It gets crushed by all of the damage and life is no longer good for it.
Fantastic.
So that one dies. And it goes away forever. And the other ones just take a bunch of damage. Also, the entire room is difficult terrain now.
All right.
Great.
All right.
I'm helping.
Orin, you're up.
All right. Well, then, I am going to... I'm going to smash the one in front of me.
Okay.
First attack. Fell off my table. Let's try this again. Mm-hmm. That is a 31.
A 31 is going to hit.
Okay, second attack is a natural 1.
That is not going to hit.
All right, so the first attack hits for 14 points of damage.
The plant is still living. Next round goes to the one by Biddle. It's now on the ground and isn't benefiting from the higher ground bonus anymore, which is sad because it needed that. Does a 23 hit you?
It does not.
All right, the one in front of Rangvald is... Or not, in front of, Orm. Orm, does a 24 hit you?
A 24?
She snaps at it with her jaws, giving you a +5 bonus to your armor class.
With that, it will not hit me.
So sad. Rangvald, you're up.
Alrighty.
If you want to use Knowledge Nature to know more about
these... Yeah, let me Knowledge Nature these things. Give me the old Knowledge Nature. 24.
With a 24, you know that these are assassin vines.
Great. They're plants, right? I take it.
They are. They're the plantiest plants that you've ever planted.
Plants. Are they vulnerable to anything?
No, but they are flat out immune to the cold. They're immune to electricity and they're resistant to both cold and fire.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not using any of that. I'm just going to hit with a book.
Ah, the ultimate attack.
The ultimate attack. Power attack, book, face the knowledge of my knowledge. Oh, no, a natural one. All right, and then the other one.
It stared down your knowledge, and
Oh my God.
It was fine.
Terrible. I just rolled just bad. All around badness.
Oh, I'm sorry that your number
is a 13 doesn't do it, does it?
A 13 will miss, but barely.
Okay. Dang.
And not barely as in Biddle barely, but just barely.
Just barely.
Yes. With that, the next round goes to Renori.
Okay. I will use my evil eye on this other one to reduce its AC as well.
It rolls a surprisingly mighty 19.
Okay, well, I can still cackle and keep these going.
Yes, yes you can. Just keep laughing, never stop. Biddle, your turn. I like that assurance. Oh, don't worry, I'll never stop laughing.
Biddle's gonna snap at the one that Orm is standing next to, giving him a +5 bonus on his next attack. And then she is going to move through the difficult terrain here, which will provoke an attack of opportunity.
Right, it's gonna try its very best. I only rolled a 17, though.
How about the other one?
Lower.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, better luck next time.
I like how you're rooting for my monster. I appreciate that. They need somebody who can root for them.
Sure.
Speaking of that, Orn, show them how you root for your monsters, please.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to walk over here, and that might provoke from that one.
No, it already used its on Biddle.
Okay. And then I'm going to smash it with a Vital Strike power attack.
Oh, no. Please don't do that. You'll
please.
Be...
That is a 25 to hit.
Oh, that hits. That really hits.
32 damage.
Oh, oh gosh. This is you said the one that's between you and Rangvald, right?
Yes.
Well, that one is now dead.
Okay, so I'm going to cleaving finish into the second one.
Okay.
30 to hit that one.
You do.
Oh, boy.
And 9 plus 15, 24 damage on that one.
You think that if you had rolled just a little bit higher, you would have killed it. But
bad.
It's its turn. It tries to end you. It slept. Oh gosh, natural 20.
Oh wait.
What?
I'm still using
flashbacks.
No. I'm still using bodyguard, and I give him a +5. And then since it's gonna hit, I'm gonna spend an immediate action to get in the way.
To take the hit.
I'm taking the hit. It's mine.
Okay.
It's my hit.
Oh, does a 25 crit you then?
Yes, it does.
No. Okay.
So you're gonna get crit.
Fantastic.
It rolls a natural 1 on the grab though. Yeah, it does that. But oh gosh, 6 plus 2, 8. That's going to be a total of 22 points of damage to you.
Wow. Okay, cool. That gets through my force word.
Next round goes to
Three damage.
Oh, I should have asked you. I should have waited for you to do damage first, because if it didn't do damage, it couldn't have grabbed you.
Yeah, that's right. But that's okay. It would have had a chance, but it not won. Obviously, the force word still deflected it. Obvious.
That's got to be it. That's the only reasonable explanation.
Only reason. I'll wade through the difficult terrain to get to right next to the final vine, nearly surrounding it with my buddies here, and give it a book. I said, "Hey, it's read all about it at your local library." does a 19 hit it?
Yes, it does.
All right. 12 points of damage.
With 12 points of damage, it drops. You've done it.
All right. Good job, team.
You've done it. Congratulations. All right. So with that, you guys have cleared all of the rooms.
Terrific. Does this beating heart still just is gross and beating and? Does it mean anything? What does it mean, Alex?
Give me a knowledge nature check.
I can do this.
I am sure that you can.
34.
Whoa! You know that this appears to be the place where the red caps would go to enjoy playing with their victims, and this is probably the remnants of such a playtime extravaganza. Oh, it's not pretty to look at. It doesn't appear to have any special powers aside from being a still beating heart outside of its body.
Can we do something respectful to like bury it or put it out of its misery?
Absolutely, if you want to put it out of its misery, you can totally kill it.
Squish it with a book, like a roach.
You squish it with a book.
I don't seem very respectful, but
it's the best that this heart could hope for. To be completely,
I'll honest. Whisper a brief prayer to Odin. I'm sorry. I will have to do this, and then squirt it.
That's rough. Yeah. So, what do you guys do now?
So, Rangval.
Oh, Orn.
You're very good with the book, but I saw a real sword in the other room. Maybe you'd like to use a real sword?
This is my holy instrument of Odin.
Yeah, but books are for reading.
Yes, and this one is also for fighting.
But he doesn't say it sarcastically. He says it with all of the real confusion of an 8-year-old boy.
Oh, sure. And I very solemnly explain that this is also a book for fighting. It is for reading as well. I could read you a story if you want, Orin.
He says as the book has a cartoon character plastered on its cover. The Naughty Novicon. This is a book for fighting.
Well, I can't talk. My sword is made of candy.
Yes.
And my other sword was also made of candy.
Do you want to see this other sword and see if it's more to your liking?
It's probably not as good as this sword, but we can go look at it.
Yes.
Would you like some of my other sword?
To lick, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, all of it.
Yeah. I mean, you all got cursed with, like, you know, various items, and I got cursed with diabetes.
Biddle wants to look around the room, but she made kind of a mess with this trellis everywhere, so she's just going to lift it back up off the floor and suspend it there so we can search around the room.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Searching.
You search around the room, and you have a feeling that anything that was useful in this chamber was probably destroyed by that awning following down.
Oh, wow.
No, don't be sad. You should be proud of the massive amount of destruction you accomplished.
There's a lot of destruction in this room.
That's worse than I left most bars.
Says the 8-year-old.
As this happens, you hear a loud booming voice. As the threat subsides, a high-pitched thundering voice booms through the Nightmare Manor, reverberating throughout the halls. Tremble in terror, V1s, for you have incurred the wrath of the Rodent King, greatest of all Krampus's minions. It was an unfathomable kindness that I allowed you, curs, to dwell within my abode. You were guests within the hallowed halls given to me by my master, jailer of insects such as yourselves. Yet instead of embracing the torment and everlasting pain decreed upon you by Krampus's most terrible greatness, you dared to assault my subjects and defile my home? This shall not stand! My army shall bury their blades in your bosoms, laying you safely to bed, and when you return, showering you once again in the cruelties and terror you so rightly deserve. Prepare yourselves, mortals, for your reckoning has come! And as he yells, the snowstorm starts to subside, and you see surrounded around the Nightmare Manor seems to be an army of rats.
Oh, boy.
Of rat folk, I should say.
Oh, no.
That's worse.
Yeah. Bunsen. How is the train coming?
Hear us. Oh, geez. We're not going to be able to activate this train without in peace. They're going to know. We're going to have to do it quickly in the middle of the fighting. You're going to have to make this place defendable. Oh, geez.
Okay.
All right. Let's hold on. Let's all gather. We gather all together in one of the rooms with the other children as well.
Okay.
And I say to them.
Yeah, not this room though.
Not this room. No. Not definitely not the blood room.
Let's gather in the cozy fire.
The cozy fire room, which only has creepy dolls in it, so it is the least worst room of the house so far.
It is the most passable room in this place.
Nothing has tried to kill us in this room.
Although, actually, nothing tried to kill you in the back room.
That's true.
But while, this is a little bigger.
Biddle is, because she's still got maybe 7 minutes or so of telekinetic call going, she's going to start moving the biggest heavy objects she can find, like, against doors and walls and stuff leading to the outside.
Perfect.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Does it seem like we can activate those clockwork in any way?
You don't think you can, as a matter of fact. It seems like all of the defenses have been subverted by the Cook of Crindle. So anything that you use to defend yourselves is going to have to be something that you create. Tower defense style.
Okay, so I'm wondering about the Christmas tree. Can we move it to the front door?
Well, as you guys sit and talk, you decide that the best thing that you can do is to try to lay traps Home Alone style in this house for the army as they assault you.
I was just about to do a Home Alone reference.
So, congratulations. You've learned the next part of the adventure.
Oh, no.
Home Alone style tower defense game. All right, so I have some tokens here for you guys. I think you can see them now, right? Down here, right below the room you're in.
Oh, I see him there, yeah.
All right. So there are 6 different kinds of traps that you can create. But in order to create traps, you are going to have to gather materials throughout the manor to break down into awesome things that you can build. So there are 3 basic things that you can do here. Each one represents roughly 6 minutes of work. You can gather supplies, which is one of you, each one of the 4 of you. And since you have full sway over the kids, you can have them work as well. Yeah. The only person you can't have work is Budson, because he is going to immediately start trying to activate the train. So you can designate a room within the Nightmare Manor where you want the player to, or NPC, to gather supplies. It takes one phase, or like one round essentially. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to make any checks to gather supplies that are in that room. You just pick a room and I tell you what you get after stripping everything you can possibly take that would be useful. The second thing you could do is build traps. It takes you somewhere between 1 and 3 phases to complete, and you don't know how long you have before the army attacks you. You can use craft traps, disable device, knowledge engineering, knowledge arcana, knowledge planes, or spellcraft to make these traps. And don't worry, I will read that again as we actually start building the traps. If you succeed at creating a trap, you get to pick which room it goes into, and any monster that enters that room will trigger the trap before any combat starts. They'll get saves and stuff to try to, you know, make it through. Also, if you guys try to move through a trap that you make, you can trigger it as well. So you got to be careful. But if you fail, then the trap is a defect, and that could also have consequences for you. You can also try to fortify the doors, walls, or windows in any room. You basically pick a room and attempt a craft carpentry, disable device, or knowledge engineering check. If you pass, you fortify all the portals in that chamber, making it difficult to enter. Basically, they have to make damage to go in, which gives you more time to set up before they start attacking. You can also try to improve your trinkets that you've got that give you AC bonuses from +1 AC to +2. Isarin tells you that she knows tailoring pretty well, and she thinks that she might be able to help you improve the medallions with the proper materials.
Nice.
Also, Todrick and Isarin can set traps as well. Todrick and Raisa can make traps.
Right.
Okay, but so right now you guys don't have any supplies. So for the first phase, you're gonna have to start gathering some materials.
Is there any benefit for having more than one person in a room gathering materials?
No, there is none.
Okay.
Because each phase represents 6 minutes, so it's 6 minutes of going through and stripping the room down.
Right. Let's have one of the children do the foyer.
Okay.
The dolls are.
Who would you like to do the foyer?
I don't know. Sarin, gather stuff in there.
Okay. Where are you going to go?
I am going to go into the bloody, bloody kitchen and gather material.
You're going to go into the bloody, bloody kitchen. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to go, Louise? What are you going
to
do?
I'll go to the dining room.
Oh, right. Where are you going to go, Orin?
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to tell Wesley to go through the dining room. Oh, crap. That doesn't work.
Oh, no. It's not one phase to move one room. You just choose the room you want them to go to.
No, I'm trying to get him to go to the secret room. So, no, I'll tell Wesley, go loot your bedroom for supplies. Keely, can you go loot the master bedroom for supplies?
Sure. I hope that thing is still off.
What thing?
The honey thing.
The haunted
toilet. Oh, I'll go loot that room for supplies. Don't you go. You go find some other room.
Okay. He is going to go to
the study?
The office. Yeah, the study. And you're going to go to the master bedroom?
Yeah, and then tell this kid to loot the Christmas tree room.
My name's Todrick.
Okay, kid.
Racer says, where do you want me to go?
What else we got?
You can go
Or the room we woke up in, the guest bedroom.
Okay. All right. So with that, all right, let's see some of the stuff you find. I'm going to start top upstairs and go to the bottom stairs. Louise, do you have paper in front of you? I'm going to make you in charge of supplies.
I have a WordPad document on my computer.
That works as long as the typing isn't distracting, because I know that I'm guilty of that. Yeah. All right, so we'll start in the guest nursery. As Raisa strips down that room, various furniture can be converted into five support. Support are things that like work to stabilize a thing, like wood and whatnot. The toys that litter the room turn into debris, so you get five support and two debris. Wesley is able to convert the furniture into five more support and the toys into two debris. So you have a total of 10 support, 4 debris. Going into the master bedroom, the furniture is 5 support, debris in the room is 2 debris, and the closet is filled with residual magic for 2 magic. So you get 5 more support, 2 debris, and 2 magic. Alright, so with that in mind, in the study, various furniture can be turned into 5 support. And since you broke the lock previously, Ragnvald, you get 5 tools and 5 shrapnel from that area as well.
That's right. I cast Knock, didn't I?
You did, and you thought you wasted that spell.
Yeah, I thought I did.
It's congratulations, good. You did it. Going down
trying
into,
to remember if I cast that.
Going down into the kitchen, the size that the red caps have can be used as 2 shrapnel or 2 tools, your choice. Mm-hmm. Also, the kitchen is stocked with knives, forks, and other utensils that can be used as 5 shrapnel. Excellent. Going on into the dining room, Renori finds 5 china that she can smash into 4 shrapnel, and the furniture can be broken into 4 support, and the remnants of the enchanted canvases from the other room that you can run back and grab are convert into a total of 3 of 1 magic. Excellent job. Going on into the room that you were meeting in, where Isarin is, that is going to the bubbles, the dolls and board games and stuff in the room can be used as 2 shrapnel, and various furniture can be converted into 5 support. Are you doing all right so far, Louise?
Yeah, I got it. We're good.
Okay. Going into where Biddle is in, that is going to
be... she's in that study that she destroyed, since she's the only one who can actually lift up the plant.
Yeah. Those beams can be converted into 5 support, or at least what remains of the beams. All right. So,
I got the entryway. Does that have anything in it?
So in the entryway, branches from the Yuletide tree can be converted into 5 support, and ornaments can be broken into 3 shrapnel. Cool. All right, so you should have tons of supplies, and there are still places you can look if you need to. You haven't been into the workshop, and you haven't been into any of the bathrooms.
That's true.
All right, so that takes 1 phase. So that represents about 6 minutes of work, and so you all meet up and have all of this stuff. Biddle is instrumental, but she uses her telekinetic powers to haul all the stuff around.
Yay!
Okay, so phase 2, what would you guys like to do? We can go over the types of traps you can build, or you can keep looking for more supplies.
Biddle will keep looking for supplies, because she's not going to be very good at making traps.
All right, you can go assign yourself to which room you want to go into.
Scary Bear Bathroom.
The Scary Bear Bathroom. All right, what are you going to do, Renori?
Tallying all of those. I don't think there's too many places left where we can gather supplies, so I think I'm going to work on making some magic traps here in the entry hall.
Okay. You can make any of the following using the spellcraft skill. You can try to make a... You can make... that's right. You can just do it. It's just magical versions of the traps. So there is an alchemical cocktail trap. It bundles flasks of acid, alchemist fire, or liquid ice to attack whoever enters the room for damage. You can make a caltrip trap that attacks anyone who steps on the trap and lowers their movement speed until the damage from the trap has been healed. There is a clamp trap that causes bear's trap snares to snap up and grab them, and also the pictures correspond to each of these traps, I should mention. There is an impact trap, which is the wrecking ball looking one, which causes something heavy to swing down and smack into somebody who enters the room. The pit trap is a trap that basically is a hole in the ground that you can fall into, and it's the falling dude. And the last one is the searing surface trap, where you can heat a surface, and that when it's activated with or stepped on, it burns them.
Okay. Okay.
You can also use any of those skills to fortify the doors.
I think I'm going to try to make the bear trap one.
Okay. Making that bear trap is going to take a skill check.
Magical version of that, I guess.
All right, go ahead.
Doesn't matter which one I use because I have a lot of the same bonuses.
Which skills do you have?
Arcana and Planes and Spellcraft, which all have the same bonus.
You should use Spellcraft.
Okay, great. That is a 24 on my attack.
All right, you think you've made a successful trap. It only takes you one phase to make a clamp trap. So you can take this clamp trap. I'm going to assign it to you. I think I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. So I'm going to assign this clamp trap to you, and you can choose which room you want to put it in. It's in next to Isarin. Okay, the next person who gets to go is Orn. What are you going to do, Orn?
I want to tell the kids that are upstairs here to search the bathrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, just shout that out.
Keely will go here, Wesley will go here, and Risa will go here.
And then I will go search the workshop for stuff.
Okay. In searching the bathrooms, those three of them, you guys manage to find... the mirror can be shattered into two shrapnel, and the towels and curtains can be used as one tool. All right, so let's get some shapes up here. Boom, boom, boom. All right, and next up, that would be Biddle, right? You're the only one I haven't said?
Yep, I'm down in that bathroom.
Did I find anything in the workshop?
Oh, I didn't do the workshop, my bad. Mm-hmm. In the workshop, you find dozens of tools that that translate into 10 tools. Assorted scrap can be used as 5 tools, and the half-completed magic items can be converted into 25 magic. Ooh. All right. So...
Sorry, could I get that one more time, please?
Absolutely. 10 tools, another 5 tools, and 25 magic.
Thank you.
Excellent. And Biddle in the bathroom managed to find 2 more shrapnel and 1 more tool. Excellent. Oh, right. So that is going to be the second phase, but you still have Todrick.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, I didn't do anything either. You have Todrick and Isarin down here. Uh-huh. Both of them have craft traps as skill. So let's have them start making traps in the rooms that they're in.
Sure. Give me a
skill check.
Give me a skill check for each of them, Keely, since you're the one directing them.
I'll direct them.
What type of trap do you want?
Sarn will make a shrapnel trap where she is with a total of 14 on craft traps.
What type of trap did you say you wanted her to make?
A shrapnel-y one. One with, the foot.
Oh, right. Okay, she does not succeed, but she doesn't ruin any of the materials.
Okay. Well, then I'll have Todrick help her. And then make a trap. Tell them to work together.
Okay, go for it.
He got a 24. 25, actually.
A 25. That succeeds. What type of trap is he making and where are you going to put it?
Same shrapnel.
Excellent.
Are there windows in this room?
Which one?
The foyer?
Yeah, these big curvature things are windows.
Oh, okay.
At the front corner of the room. Cool. And then there's a window over here on the side.
Okay.
Okay. So that was both of them. Now it's Orn's turn, right?
Or I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I just sort of talking to people. And I'll make a trap sort of over here in the kitchen by this back door.
Okay.
Make up one of them heating traps.
Heating traps. Are you using Spellcraft to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to use Spellcraft. Use some magic for that.
Okay.
Here we go. 26.
Oh, right. That takes one phase to make. It costs... All right, and you succeed. All right, so I'm going to take this. I'm going to assign it to you, Mr. Keeley. And what was the one that you had Todrick make?
Shrapnel.
All right, so here's one of those. I'm going to put it right here next to Sarin. And the caltrip trap will also be assigned to you. And as you can see, you can make multiples.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so those both are next to her. Louise, I'm going to tell you what...
I got them, though.
They're next to Isarin. They should have. They should be...
Yeah, but I don't got them. Here we go. I got them now. I got one of them now.
Okay. I think I can fix the other one. All right. Yeah, that's all right.
And if at all possible, I would like to 100% emulate the traps from Home Alone. So that's all sort of remember where those are specifically. We need a paint can on the stairway. We need a tarantula somewhere. Yeah.
That's funny. All right, Louise, I'm going to start telling you what was spent. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, making that caltrip trap cost 1 shrapnel.
Okay.
Making the searing surface trip that Keely just made cost 2 magic and 2 support.
All right.
And the other one was the clamp trap that cost 2 shrapnel, 1 support, and 1 tool.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. That was the second phase. Are you guys ready for the third phase? It seems like the army outside is gearing up. You hear shouting and rat folk getting into formation.
All right. We should maybe, but not traps, but we can also shore up windows and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can put
is that. Oh, well, that's slightly, that's like engineering and stuff too. We don't necessarily have those spells.
What were the skills for that? Engineering and what else?
You can, for fortifying the doors, you can use craft traps, disable device, knowledge arcana, disable knowledge device. Engineering, knowledge planes, or spellcraft.
Oh, okay, we can do that. Okay.
All right, so let's start with the players first. Param, what are you going to do?
Well, I am going to go try to re-fortify the windows.
Which room?
The Bloody Wolf room.
The Bloody Wolf room. All right, give me your skill check.
Bindle's going to stick with Orym and try to help. Even though she's not very good at things, she does not help.
What skill am I rolling?
You can roll craft traps, disable device, knowledge arcana, knowledge engineering, knowledge planes, or spellcraft.
Okay. I'm going to be able to do none of that.
All right. So you cannot fortify the windows. What would you rather do?
I don't have anything I can do.
Okay.
We could blindly try a craft, I guess. We'll both be possible. Terrible at it. It'll be great.
Okay. Blonde roll, 17.
That's actually pretty good. What did you get, Vanessa?
Oh, if it's craft, that's intelligence-based. So I got a 2. But I was trying to aid another, so I was mostly just in the way.
Yeah, you feel like you could have made a good trap, but she was mostly in the way. The other thing is that these checks, unlike usual checks to make traps, can be done untrained, because if Macaulay Culkin can do it, you guys can too. next round goes to Louise.
Okay. I will make one of these wrecking ball trap things.
Sure.
Or attempt to make one.
That is an impact trap. Give me your check.
Spellcraft, here we go.
Paint can. It's on the stairs, though, right?
30.
You successfully make a paint can trap. I'm going to assign this trap to you, and I will put it next to Isarin, as I have for all the others. All right, here you go. There. Next round goes to Rangvald.
Okay. I'm going to just straight up fortify the windows in the back magic room.
Sure. Give me a check.
It's harder for people to break into it. I got a 21.
A 21 is good. And we're going to put a 21 right there to remind us of how successful you were. Okay. I'm sure that doesn't mean anything else.
Could mean anything.
All right. That's all 4 of you. So now what do you want the kids to do?
Are there rooms in the dining? Okay. You know what? Well, since we'll have them in the... Should we do anything upstairs, y'all? There's windows up there, too.
We should probably make sure the first floor is pretty secure first, I think.
Yeah, that's probably the best. Let's have the kids sort of all help each other down in the foyer, maybe, and just sort of, like, fortify that room as much as possible, and they can stay in there, and right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. So, which kid is fortifying?
We'll have Asarn and Todrick fortify the... Maybe work together and do a fortification.
Okay. Have them both make checks.
So I will have Sarn, well, Todrick roll first. That's not so good. That's only a 9.
Ooh, that is not so good.
Oh, no. I rolled terrible for them. And then Sarn, I got an 8. Hooray. They're bad at it.
Yeah, they're like, what are we doing? And they fight a lot and get in each other's way. I'm sure that this 8 means nothing, and it's not important at all. So with that, you still have Wesley and Raisa and Keely to tell what to do.
They should just hang out. Provide moral support. They really don't have any.
I mean, they could try to work together maybe and secure the main lobby.
And I think that both Keely and Wesley have spellcraft, so they can try to help make magic traps.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Do they? Oh, here it is. There's the spellcraft.
Todrick also has a special ability where he can, what is it? He doesn't have that ability. Never mind. I was thinking of something else. That's another counter leader.
All right, then the 3 of them will work together to try to fortify the lobby.
Sure.
With Wesley being the lead.
Sounds good.
But I don't see what his bonus is on his sheet.
It doesn't say? Bonus.
No.
All right, I'll give you the...
Attempted, untrained,
whatever it says. He's trained in it. He should be able to do it.
For the attempted skill check, it just says, attempt a skill check.
Oh, okay. His spellcraft bonus is +7.
Okay.
And Keely's is...
Aided.
Keely has knowledge arcana +7. All right, so...
23 total.
Ooh, that's good.
With some helps.
They got by with a little help from their friends.
From each other, yeah.
All right, and that's a 23. That's everybody, right?
Yes.
All right, we have... so far, about 18 minutes has passed where you guys have quickly built up as much defensive blockades as you can. So the next round will go to Param and Vanessa again.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Can Biddle, peek out the front door or peek out somewhere to get line of effect and, move big snowbanks in front of them and sort of harass the army and try to slow them down, their preparations, maybe give us more time?
I would say that you would have to actually be outside to do something like that, because you can't normally do it through a window because you wouldn't have line of effect.
Well, that's what I was saying, peek through a doorway or something, or, crack a window, but...
I mean, if you want, you can try.
She's going to do that, because she didn't feel like she was very helpful last time.
Okay. Give me a caster level check for your Kinetis' stuff.
That works. I got a 16.
All right, you try to move some snowbanks around to fortify the area, and you got a 16. What are you going to do, Param?
I am going to, I don't know. I'm going to go fortify the windows in the kitchen.
Sure. What are you going to do?
Blind rolls, because they have no skills.
Yep.
Fair.
Yeah, there is a door in there, so, there's something.
A 13?
All right, you got a 13. That's not awful. All right, so with that, you got a 13 put right there. Rangvald, you're up.
All right, I'll make a trap. In the bloody wolf room.
Sounds good. What are you going to make?
What am I going to make? I guess I'll make one of them splatter traps.
You got it.
All right. Here's my spellcraft. 31.
You successfully make the trap. There you go.
Cool.
Okay. Next
I also want to grab a cutout of Michael Jordan and make it look like it's moving. So maybe there's more people in here.
Sounds good.
I watch that movie every year.
Oh, you do?
I approve. Nora, you haven't gone yet, right?
No. I guess I have the dining room left to reinforce if we want to give that a go.
Sure. What would you like to do?
If I can spellcraft, I will spellcraft.
Sure. I thought you were pretty good at knowledge planes, but whichever one you prefer.
35.
Oh! Ooh, oh, I feel for the person who tries to come in through that door. All right, so now you have the kids to allocate.
Oh, yeah. Once we've, done a reinforcement, can we add to it? Can we,
Yeah, basically, use the highest number that you roll.
Okay, Todrick and Isarin realized that they didn't do so good. They were squabbling too much. And the whole teen squad, Aqua Hunger Force, is going to come in here and work together to reinforce this room.
You got it.
So I'm going to roll a bunch of times.
Do it.
I'll see if they get any aid. Yes, 2, 3, and then the final roll. Let's see, 3, 6, 7, 8. Well, 17 total.
They do it. That's pretty good for a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all 5 of the kids and all 4 of you. So now it's been about 24 minutes. You hear what sounds like somebody giving a big long speech outside. Oh,
I tackled
them. Boo! Biddle, you're up.
Great.
Cool. You're up, Biddle.
Oh, she is. She wants to be upstairs so she can look down into the lobby.
Sure.
Let me see. And she's going to start peeking out one of the windows up there. Oh, I know. She's going to try to take that, those glowing reeds and bushes and stuff on the side of the area and move them over in front of the windows.
All right, give me your check.
Can I use, telekinesis and caster level check again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. +8. Oh, nat 20 is a 28.
Nice.
I am the best at moving red glowing garlands.
That is an awfully specific thing to be the best at, but good for you. That's like saying I'm the best at impersonating Julie Garland in her hit movie.
I mean, if you gotta be good at something.
Next up is Param. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go upstairs and reinforce the windows in the stairwell room.
Okay, that has been reinforced by Biddle for a 28.
Okay, then I'm going to instead reinforce our room.
Okay.
Because I can't be the 28. 18.
All right, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Next up goes to Renori.
I'm going to run upstairs and reinforce the master bedroom.
Look at you guys.
Can we just get the ghost to come back?
I'm so proud of you.
I got a 29 for that.
Ooh, that is a good number. I feel bad for anybody who comes in through the master bedroom. All right. So you got a 29 there. Ragnvald, you're up, right?
I'm going to make another trap because I'm having fun with this. And I will make a... I don't know. Let's make a pit trap.
You got it.
I'll make a pit trap.
Well, you have to pick the room you want to put it in.
I'm gonna trap up. I'm gonna stay where I am. Bloody wolf room. I'm gonna trap it up a bunch.
You got it.
Bloody. Yep. 31 again.
That successfully makes this trap. It is a trap all of your own. You can. You can also slide it so that it covers four squares. They don't cover just one.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll do it for you. Look at that. Boom.
Boom.
Look at that trap. It is a great trap. So that's all of y'all. What are you going to have the kids do?
Should we have them work together to make another trap?
Yeah.
You absolutely can.
Sounds good. We'll make a,
I'd say more in the lobby, maybe?
Yeah. Let's make a splat trap.
You got it.
We're all going to work together. Okay, one, two, three. A helps, and then a final roll. 19.
Oh, right. That was a... What kind of trap you wanted?
One of them splat ones.
Splat traps.
Got some little splatties. It's glue and a bunch of feathers from a pillow and in front of a fan.
Yeah, you did it. There you go, Jason.
Okay, where'd it go?
Right here.
Alright. Put that in front of that door.
Oh, right.
Or that. Wait, is it... Yeah, this is windows.
Yeah. Next up is all of them have gone. So now, with that, it sounds like the siege has begun. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
All right. So, on the first wave of minions, the Rodent King sent to you two troops of rat folk.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Oh, see, you got it. I knew you'd get it. All right. So
I'm really
see.
Fighting for a dire partridge.
And a tree and a pear treant.
It sounds like they are climbing upstairs.
All right. I'll head upstairs to be with all of my buds.
You got it.
Oh no, I lost my...
It's all right, you guys can place yourselves where you want to be upstairs.
Alex, I lost my token. I can't pick it up anymore. It's in between it's in the void between the first floor and the second floor, and I can't seem to pick it up. Wait, hold on, I found it. There it is, okay.
There you go.
Oh, you moved it. Okay.
No, you moved it. It's gone. Wait, no, that's a good thing. He's saving me. All right, so with this newest addition... give me a perception check, see if you can figure out where they're coming from.
All right.
29.
It sounds like they are coming from the master bedroom. So they go in, and they are going to try to attempt a saving throw to come in.
We get a chance to adjust our position since we hear where they're coming in?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's see. Saving throw bonus is plus 10, 92. Oh, the first one fails. They are fatigued. They managed to slip in through the defenses, reducing it by a little bit, but man oh man, they are feeling tired because it is not easy to break through a 29. The other one is going to try. Oh, they do the same. So with that, they managed to break through, but they both have the fatigued condition for this encounter.
What the heck are those things?
It's a troop of rat folk. Roll initiative.
Oh my goodness.
There we go. Sure are. Oh, hang on. I'll do mine.
What is your initiative bonus again, Ragnvald?
It's 5.
All right. That's a very good initiative. I'm very proud of you, Inquisitor.
Thanks. It's improved.
Nice. All right. So, first round of combat goes to Renori.
Okay. I'm going to step into this room. And
if you have knowledge local, you can ask me questions about these guys.
I do not, so I won't. Instead, I'll just throw a big old fireball at them. is the window open?
Yeah. Yes, they totally just broke in.
Okay, I want to... Okay, now I can place this in a spot where it won't affect my allies.
Right.
Yeah, there's a big fireball, and I guess it was DC 14 we determined for the reflex for both of them.
They all jump out of the way and take no damage.
What?
Oh no! Evasion!
Oh, that's not nice.
Okay, so with that, it is Orin's turn.
Okay, Orin's going to step up to here and greater cleave through them.
Sounds good.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Against the first group, also power attack.
Sounds good.
A 25.
A 25 will hit them.
Okay. And the second group, can I crit them?
Yes. I think you can still crit troops.
Okay. Rolling to confirm is a 22 to confirm.
A 22 will confirm.
Nice.
The first troop takes 24 damage.
They don't look like they enjoy that.
The second troop takes 22 damage.
On a crit?
Oh, wait. I forgot about the crit.
Nah. So
22 damage plus 20... No, yeah, 28 damage. 22 damage plus 28, so 50 total.
You knock out a lot of the guys. Each troop seems to be made about 30 swarming rat folk.
Cleaving! Oh, they're not dead? Crap.
No, they're not dead.
Uh-huh.
Next round goes to this dude right in front of Orm. They really did not enjoy being beat up on that, so the rat folk adjust their positioning. They're going to effectively move on top of Orm. I'm going to put him on... Yeah, I'm going to try to move them back so you can still see Orm. So they enter Orm's space, and Orm is going to take some damage. You notice that there's just so many of them fighting all around you that it's almost impossible to actually dodge their attack. This is bad for you. It really is painful. So you're going to start by taking 9 points of damage, and then you're going to take an additional... 15, an additional 16 points of sneak attack damage.
Woohoo!
You are also at a minus 2 penalty on attack rolls for one round.
Oh no.
And yeah. And then on top of that, they are going to go ahead and do something mean. They are going to try to take your weapon from you.
Oh no.
That is mean.
So they're going to roll a 33 against your CMD.
That'll do it.
So they take your sword, and it is dropped in the space on the ground. Enjoy. So yeah, it's at your feet, but they all just work together and knock your weapon right out of your hand.
Oh, boy.
Rangval, you're...
Alex, before all that happened, while they were moving into Orm space, did he get to opportunity attack anybody coming at him like that?
That's a good question. Does that happen with troops?
I think it
usually
does.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
They can move through. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to swing at that group before they take my sword away.
Yeah.
That is a 27 to hit.
That hits them.
Okay. No. That is another 18 points of damage.
They are still up, and so the rest of that happens normally.
Okay.
Terrific. I will then get close to those rat folk that are munching on my friend Orn. And I will take a... I'll take a power attack swing with my book. Does a 22 hit? Because they're not subject to flanking. Okay, yeah. 22.
A 22 will hit them.
Hey. 13 points of damage, bludgeoning damage.
13. They don't particularly like that, but there isn't a whole lot that they can do about it.
Bashing away.
You hit a whole bunch of them. Next round goes to Biddle.
Biddle is going to take one of these like chairs in the back of the room and hurl it at this ratfolk group that is not in melee combat.
Sure.
And let's see, that is a 17?
Nope.
Alright, so she misses with the chair and it flies out the window. And then she's going to get over here near her friends. I don't know if I can effectively bodyguard them, but she's going to darn well try anyway.
Nice. Okay, this one in the back is going to, all of them are going to pull out globs of gunk, and they're going to chuck them all at Renori. So, Renori, does a 28 hit you?
Yeah.
Give me a reflex save.
Reflex. Here we go. It's below a 10.
All right. Yeah. So, this acts as a bag of a tanglefoot bag, and you are glued in place for 3 rounds.
Okay.
They are then going to move up, and they're going to provoke from Orm and Rangvald as they move into Rangvald's space.
All right, let's do it.
I'm assuming you don't have combat reflexes, but I could be wrong, Pam.
I do have combat reflexes.
Oh, no.
That's what you get for assuming.
But I do not have a sword.
No, that's also a good point.
Punch them with your boyhood fist.
I can't. I don't have
I can't provoke right now.
I only got a 15.
That does not hit them.
Yeah.
They, however,
they're coming at me.
Biddle also tries to bite them for a 15.
Oh, well, that misses. I apologize, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be 11 points of regular damage to Ringwald, and then it's going to be 13. Another 7 sneak attack for a total of 28. All right. So that was goes past them and them, and now it's Renori's turn. You're glued in place, Renori. I think Tangle put bags and interfere with spellcasting too, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't have too much I can do right now.
Nice.
Should be able to use the wand.
Not without potentially hitting anyone else.
There's always Rod of Wonder. When in doubt.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them, and I don't think the Rod of Wonder can hit all of them.
Troops don't have the swarm immunities, the single target abilities.
Oh, they do.
That's not true.
Yeah, they sure do.
Oh, well, they can't attack them normally.
Single target spells.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just have to do area spells, but yeah. You're not necessarily going to get an area spell with the Rod of Wonder.
Not consistently, certainly, but there's nothing consistent about a Rod of Wonder.
Exactly.
That's true.
An idea. Let me quickly look at the spell and see. Sure. No, can't do that. Goodness, this is not great. Sorry, everyone. I just didn't expect to get glued down to the floor.
Do you want to delay for a moment?
Yes, let's do that. That'll work.
All right, Orin, you're up.
I want to use my move action to grab my sword.
Sure.
All right. And I want to great cleave into these groups.
Oh, all the cleaves.
Okay.
All
first,
the
group I'm standing in. 28.
Hit.
Okay. And then 23.
Also hit.
Very nice.
18 damage.
All right. Is that the first one? Okay.
And 16 damage.
They both look like they're starting to really feel those powerful attacks that you're doing. Renori, it's your turn. Have you decided what you want to do?
I sure did. So if I target this intersection from here, I can do a 10-foot spread without getting any of my allies as I throw some glitter dust at these two.
Nice.
Yeah, and it hits 50% or more of their space, so...
Yeah. That's a fortitude save, right? Or is that the will one?
It's a will save.
Oh, this is good. This is good for you.
Boy.
The first one rolls a nat 20, and the second one rolls a nat 1.
Okay. Right. Well, so, that's really easy to figure out who succeeded.
Yeah, it's very easy. This one with the red dot on... No, it's not invisible. With Param, you're in my way. It's fine. The one that Param is on is the one that failed.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So it is now their turn. They are going to... They're going to try to pull a dirty trick on Param. They get a 20 against your CMD.
Fail.
They tried to wedgie you and stop the wedgie. So they're
that's
just
impressive
gonna...
through a full body Kikurumi.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's probably why I failed. So I guess they just damage you then. Like I say, just as if it's like nothing. Oh well, I mean that's a 1 and 2 twos, so that's 5. That was definitely less cool than I was hoping. Hey, the sneak attack did something. 8, 10, 11, 12. A total of 17 damage from them.
Oh, goodness. I'm feeling like coal again.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, right. Ringwald, it's your turn.
Oh, alrighty. I will go ahead and do a full attack on these.
You have knowledge local. You can ask me questions if you do.
This blinded. I don't have knowledge local. I could do a... I mean, if I want to take the time, I could do a touch attack and get a little bit of get information from my knowledge domain, but...
I mean, you're getting beat up. I wouldn't do that if I were
you. Yeah, I know. I'm just going to go ahead and bash him up. Here comes the first deck.
Sure.
Maybe I won't power attack. I don't know. Maybe I need that. Minus 2. No, I'm doing it. Power attack. 19. Does 19 hit?
Does not.
Yeah, well then, I'm going to waste my turn.
Sorry, dude. Biddle, you're up.
I got 22? Oh, sorry, I had 2 attacks. I didn't think that second one was going to hit at all. Cause it was
no, but the 22 hit.
Yeah. And it actually hit. So, 12 points.
12 points. It is not a happy-looking monster. Yeah. Biddle, you're up.
Fantastic. Biddle is going to defensively use her hug ability and give her friend Orm a big hug. She successfully does not provoke. She makes her concentration check. And it gives you a hug for 34 points of healing.
Oh, thank you.
You're feeling a lot better, Orn.
Yes, much better.
All right. This one that Brangvald is fighting, they're going to 5-foot adjust their position Then they are going to try and...
I step up and strike.
Oh, no!
All right, I'm going to confirm the critical.
Oh, God.
Okay, so is a 28 confirm?
Yes.
Okay.
Take that, you jerks.
39.
Well, they are very, very dead.
Okay, then I'm cleaving finish into the other one.
All right.
27 to hit?
Yes.
23 damage.
They do not look like they could take that again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, right. So that was their turn. It is abruptly shortened. Now it's Orm's turn again.
Oh, good. I'm going to hit them twice with power attacks.
Do it.
That's probably not going to hit. 18?
18 misses.
They're flat-footed, though, because they're blind.
Oh, they are. You're right. And you get an extra plus two, so it hits.
Huzzah! And the second hit will be a 24.
A 24. Wow. That will also hit.
Okay. The first hit is for 12 damage.
All right. Well, all right. What was the first? That was the second hit?
That was the first hit.
All right. Give me the second hit. There's one of, literally just one of them alive, looking very scared.
18 damage.
He dies.
Yeah.
All right. You've successfully defeated these guys. It gets quiet for a little bit, and you hear Isarin yell for the four of you, telling you to come downstairs to the kitchen.
Okay.
Kitchen.
After I break free of the tango-foot bag, I go downstairs to the kitchen.
Yeah, Biddle's going to pull out that wand to cure light wounds and run after Ringvald trying to poke him.
Okay.
And when you get to the kitchen, you see that Budson has barricaded himself into that little room he was in to summon the train to try to give him more time because it's the only place he could think of that wasn't directly adjacent to a window or door. Or a bathroom. Oh, I guess that one bathroom. You know what? Yeah, he'll totally go to that bathroom instead. So he's going to barricade himself in here to summon the thing, and they're going to call you to the foyer then instead.
Where you've had all the kids. Glass. There's lots of broken glass in that bathroom.
No, we picked it up at shrapnel.
That's true.
All right, so you guys can see him now. Here he is. Asarin is holding a plate of cookies, and each cookie has been frosted to look like one of the four of you, including Biddle.
Nope.
She says, Budson said that we could bake these using the ingredients here, and that they're how you get past the timeless thing in this plane.
No.
She explains that these are called Yuletide Tarts. They are caster level 20 cookies.
Oh, jeez.
This delectable cookie is an inch thick, crisp on the outside, and soft and chewy on the inside. Yuletide tarts are typically baked to look like a specific creature its intended imbiber, while evoking a festive holiday theme. Eating a Yuletide tart takes two rounds, though you can take longer to savor it if you choose to. When consumed by its intended imbiber, a Yuletide tart tastes delicious, a perfect harmony of your favorite sweets and baked goods. When consumed by anyone else, a Yuletide tart instead tastes bland and dry. When consumed by the person it was intended for, within the Krindleworks or the Krampus Knights, you regain 4 hit points per hit die you possess, and you regain all daily uses of your class features, feats, racial traits, including spells per day, as well as all daily uses of your magic items and other abilities as if one day had passed and you had rested. A prepared spellcaster can choose to immediately re-prepare the same spells they prepared last time, or prepare new spells. If anyone other than the person intended for the cookie eats the cookie, you take a -6 penalty to all ability scores for 1d12 times 10 minutes, functioning as Greater Bestow Curse. Even though they are technically artifacts, a Yuletide tart is destroyed by being eaten.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, yeah, here's these artifact cookies.
So,
you all were busy.
AKA, eat the cookie and 4 hit points per level, and it's like you just rested for 8 hours?
Yeah, it's like you got a full bed rest.
Yeah,
Biddle is going to use that now. She's first going to dump her last 2 points of burn remaining for the day, and as you look at her, like, her fur's all frayed and matted in places, and she uses her last 2 points of burn to put those back into her internal reservoir, and then she eats the cookie.
Nice.
Cool.
Oh, right. So, you have some time before the next wave comes. You can use more phases to try to reinforce the place. You notice that the fortifications you made to the master bedroom were destroyed by those rats coming in. So, you can choose what you're going to do from this.
I'm going to need, or I could use some wand taps if we've got time for that.
You can spend one phase eating the cookies and getting healing, because each phase is 6 minutes. It's plenty of time.
Well, I don't need to eat the cookie yet.
That's fine. Okay. You can be tapped with the wand too. That's fine. Just put in chat how many taps.
Mm-hmm. If it matters, you can get a maximum of, let me think, 60 taps of the of one wand. From one person.
I don't think we'll use all that much.
60 taps. Go.
Pretty good.
Oof, that's so much burn, V.
Yeah, I was up to 9 out of 11 for the day, so literally my last 2 points of burn for the day fill up my reservoir so I can eat the dang cookie.
That's funny. Well, it does make all of your burn go away as if you had rested, just so that you know.
Okay, cool. And then immediately after, she'll restore her force ward again.
Okay.
I'll run upstairs and refortify the bedroom.
All right, give me your check.
I'll assist with that.
Ready.
They give you an 8 another. Roll the 12.
24, then. 24.
All right, 24 to break into that room. So that's the two of you. What are the other two doing for the next phase?
Oh, Biddle's eating her cookie and sitting in front of the fire.
Yeah, well, that's... you took one phase to heal, so now this is the second phase.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll try to reinforce as much as I can this room, so I'll peek out the door really quick and try to pile up more snow outside and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I had before, but I got an 18 on my caster level check.
Oh, right. Which room did you say you're going into?
Just the one I'm in with the fireplace and the kids.
Oh, right. So before it had a 17, so it does go up.
Ooh, it helped a ton.
Hooray!
Yay!
All right, so that just leaves Renori. What are you going
to
do?
Can I learn how to make these cookies?
Isarin tries to explain to you how she did it, but it sounds like it was mostly Budson, who's now locked in the bathroom, and it was really complicated and really obnoxiously hard.
Okay, can I get a refresher on our current reinforcement values on the den and the kitchen?
The kitchen, I'm sorry, that's off the screen where you can't see it. Here you go. The kitchen is at 13.
13.
And the den is at 16.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go try to reinforce the apparently now much more important kitchen. And my spellcraft gives us a total of 27 on that.
Whoa.
Whoa, that's good.
Kitchens are important.
Oh, right. So what are you going to have the kids do?
Kids, make another trap.
All right, what do you want them to make?
We have stuff left over. Let's make a bear trap. Kids, that's safe. Right. Make a bear trap.
Go ahead, make the trap.
1, 2, 3. Oh, 4 aids. That's good. So then that's 8 plus 6, 4, plus 14. And then I rolled terrible. So 19 to make a bear trap.
You make a bear trap.
All right.
There you go. Where is it going to be?
I'm going to put it in front of this window.
Oh, right. A total of 12 minutes since your last fight has passed. We are going for the next phase of 6 minutes now. Go ahead. Let's start with Renori.
Still do stuff.
Okay.
You got really lucky with your roll for the number of phases you got.
We've yet to reinforce Wesley's room, so I'm going to go do that.
Okay.
And achieve a total of 24.
Whoa, that is baller. I am going to, in my infinite kindness, allow that to also count for his bathroom because it has no windows, so it doesn't matter much. All right, 24. Infinite kindness bestowed. Next up goes to Orn.
I'm going to go help out the next person that looks like they know what they're doing and give them an assist.
That's a good strategy.
There you go.
That would be Rangvald.
Yeah, Orin, come with me. We're going to reinforce the study. It has windows.
Okay, yeah. All right, I got a 11 to help you.
Good enough. Giving me a 31.
Whoa. Total.
Yeah, plus 18.
Biddle, what would you like to do?
Let's see. You know what? If I can use my spellcraft to help with, like, peeking out and making snow and stuff, then I want to help somebody. Is anyone not gone this
kids. I'm gonna
help
the kids. Could all help you.
Well,
you've got if you've got spellcraft.
I do. I not.
will I will even allow you to use your bonus to help them make traps that make sense to be aided by telekinesis. Like, if you want to help them dig a hole for a pit trap, you can dig a hole for a pit trap.
Yeah, let's dig a hole for a pit trap.
Alright, let's do it, kids.
So I successfully aid, so that'll give a +5 to whoever them is making it.
Uh-huh.
Alright, I'll do the rolls for them again.
Sure.
I have been doing all of their helping each other. 1, 2, 3, 4, so 8, 5, 13, +19 to this roll for whoever make craft traps. One of the Todrick, probably. Todrick.
Yeah, I think he's got +6.
And how much time I roll for the main roll? I roll under 5. But that is a total of 22.
Sure. Yeah. That'll do it. You were going to put that.
I think right there. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, good. You're down there, you can say.
Yeah, I was thinking right, like, in front of the stairs. So if they're downstairs trying to swarm up or something, then.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Good chance they'll hit it.
All right, so that's everybody's gone. So now that a total of 24 minutes have passed, they're going to send the next wave in. All right, so let's see where they go.
How kind of them to wait for so long.
So it took them some time to figure out, like, okay, well, where are they going? All right, let's get the next troop in. It seems almost like they weren't expecting to have this much trouble from a group of kids.
Mm-hmm. Pesky kids.
You think that despite knowing that you were once heroes, they might be underestimating you just a little bit. All right. So with that in mind, let's roll to see where they go.
They go home.
They do not go home. Sadly, that is not one of the options on my D12.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you're very disappointed.
It's option number 13 on the...
All right, that one actually doesn't make sense.
You should start rolling a D13.
Maybe. Okay. All right. This was unexpected, but apparently this is where we're going with this adventure, so that's fine. So with this round, there are going to be some more people coming in. The last round, while they were fighting, there were people playing pipes and drumming the drums. It was kind of weird. You're not sure why they were playing pipes and drumming the drums. But this time, you guys hear what sounds like people coming from the sitting room, which is also known as the Bloody Wolf Room.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Let's get down there. I'll make sure everyone knows where these traps are.
Yeah.
Don't be careful.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you failed that. So one of them, they're trying to break in through the ramparts, and like your fortifications here break. But one of them seems to have had an extremely difficult time getting past all of that piled snow that Bindle has made, and they seem very tired. This is going to prove very bad for them because they enter and they trigger a bunch of all of your traps.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, right. So with this, this one comes in. And they're like, ah, we're going to get these kids. It's going to be great. We're going to, oh, no. And they happen to step right into the pit trap. So let's see if they fall. All right. So do you guys fall into the pit trap? This is the question of the hour. Your DC for that pit trap. Oh, they rolled a natural 1.
Hooray!
The best part is that it makes it really easy to determine whether or not they succeed or fail when they roll on that one. According to this, they fall and take 5 points of damage, which is good, because it's not a very deep trap. You are kids. But you, as part of its construction, you guys scattered debris on the bottom of the trap.
Cool.
So
that was very smart of us.
Yes. Well, it's part of the construction. I'm assuming you guys are...
So they fell on some Legos, essentially?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
Keely, roll me a D4.
Alrighty, here we go. Where's my D4? There it is. Just a 1. Womp womp.
Oh, right. Oh, that's really not good.
Oh, okay.
That would have been good. Womp womp.
Oh. Oh. They seem to have impaled themselves on 2 separate things going all the way down. The first Lego stash does 21 points of damage to them.
Whoa.
And the second one does a total of 19. The reason it does so much is that those traps take forever to make. It actually counted against 2 of your phases instead of just 1.
Oh.
But it was very painful for them going down. Also, the other one is going to come in, and they're going to walk right into this alchemical cocktail trap. So, Keely, make a touch attack roll against them. The bonus is +10.
Okay. 19.
You do 6d6 points of damage to them. You can choose acid, cold, or fire.
Acid. acid it up.
Right.
I'm going to do this one to make it easier for myself.
All of those empty car batteries.
Oh, yes. I did 26 points of damage total.
Oh, they don't like this. No. They really don't like all of this acid. So this looks like it was definitely more painful than just like having to break through the fortifications. They look like actually hurt. So with that, you guys can roll initiative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll re-roll it again.
I am also going to point out that the rats that fell into the pit are in a pit. Like, terrific. that is their home now, apparently.
Awesome. Just drop this table on top of that pit, cover it up.
That was my plan, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I sincerely hope that you guys roll high enough to make that dream a reality.
Well, let's hope you roll low.
Well, I rolled low for the ones that were not in the pit. So
no, you rolled low for the ones in the pit.
Yeah, so it's good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great.
I think so, at least.
Yep.
Yeah, no, they were like, well, this is our life now. Mm-hmm. We're in this pit.
Is the ground still a difficult terrain from dropping the plant trellis everywhere?
You said you moved it back up out of the way, so no.
Oh, okay. I was thinking I just like lifted it so we could search, but...
Yeah, that's all you needed to do.
Okay.
You did it. You saved the day. Okay. So the first group, the group that's in a hole, for some reason, they have what looks like a whole bunch of goats with them. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm wrong. This group isn't rat folk, my bad.
Oh.
This is even better. You're going to love this, guys. You're going to absolutely love this, because I can assure you, you've never seen a monster like this before. This monster, courtesy of Jacob Blackman, is a swarm of geese.
What?
Those things are mean.
Yes. They are, as they fly, they seem to have been magically forced to constantly lay eggs. So as they travel, the eggs are just flying and falling everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Terrible.
Yes, it is absolutely horrible. However, this means that I do have to make a different initiative check for them. And it is significantly lower than the one I had before.
Okay.
So first up is going to be Renori.
Well then, just gonna throw a fireball. I think that's the easiest way to go with things.
There are about 1,000 geese in that area.
Yeah.
That's a lot of geese.
Yeah, they can all be fireballed. this is the origin point right here, so I don't know if it's gonna affect the one in the pit.
It's only a 10-foot deep pit, so I'll say it will, but they'll have total cover on their save. I think that's fair.
Alright, I succeeded on my roll to activate the wand, so it's apparently a DC 14 save against this.
Alright, let's see how they do. Well, let me tell you, unlike the rats, these guys do not have improved evasion.
Hooray.
So, they are gonna roll. They're gonna roll a 3. That's gonna be a 9. So, I hope you wanted cooked goose for your dinner.
Oh, so good.
45 points of damage.
The rats in the hole did not roll a natural 1, so they are not affected at all.
Okay, yeah, so it's 30 damage, and if it's...
They are a swarm. That life of theirs, it's bad. Their goose is cooked.
Oh, well, good night, everybody.
I'm enjoying this.
I think we cut it there. We end there. We never play this again, right? That was the end of the podcast.
All right. So now it is Rangvald's turn.
All right. Oh, Lord. 5, 10.
I'm just waiting on Twitch to see how many people boo me.
I'm gonna
right now.
we'll all boo you right now. I'm gonna do a charge. Because I need to get the movement.
They're down 10 feet in a pit, though.
Oh, yeah. They are down 10 feet in a pit. Never you mind, then. I'll then just stroll up next to the pit, and then I'll say, "Have you had enough, or are you hungry for more?" That's a quote from Home Alone, just in case you don't remember.
Oh, okay, thank you.
They yell, "He's just one kid! We can take him, Marv!"
Yes, it's Marv! Oh, boy.
All right, go ahead, Biddle.
Biddle is... is this table big enough to actually just cap him into the pit?
Yes.
Cool, then she's just gonna do that. She's gonna move the table telekinetically, unless it weighs more than 800 pounds, over the pit.
Absolutely does not.
Cool. Then, you could just live in the pit. That's fine. That's your new life now.
Man, how do I even educate this? I don't even know. I give up. I'm going home.
I suppose I could just blast down, like, shooting rats in a hole, but...
No. That's not generally how the phrase goes, but... Yeah. Look.
Well, they're going to start by trying to climb out of this hole, even though there's a thing in their way. They got to get themselves to the top before they can try to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So they're going to make their climb check. Oh, they rolled a nat 1. then they rolled a 7, which is modified to a 9. So they are living in the hole right now. All right. So
let's all sit on the table so they can't get on it.
Yeah.
So they can't push it away.
That's so sad. I had Jacob color a goose he made specifically for this fight.
And it's gone. 2 seconds.
It got put on the board. So with that, it is now Orn's turn.
Okay. They're under there. So, oh, I have an idea. I go grab one of these chairs.
Okay. You grab a chair.
And then I run as far this way as I can get.
Okay. next up is Renori.
I think I'll safely delay and wait to see what happens.
Okay. Brangvald?
Can I just lift up a corner of the table a tiny bit and just acid splash down there?
Sure.
Pew, pew, pew. Although, actually, that might be like a single target spell.
It is a single target spell.
Yeah, never you mind.
But it's got
one guy in the eye.
I'm just teasing him at this point.
I'm surprised nobody has called me out for that terrible pun. Who's not the four of you?
What was that? Which was it? Okay, I'm done. I'm shooting acid down there. I'm not necessarily hitting any one of them. I'm just kind of like.
So what's your
upsetting
plan?
Upsetting them.
What's your plan, Biddle?
Oh, Biddle. Gee, I don't know. They're stuck down there. I'm trying to think what I could do if I could gather energy because I have time, but actually I don't have anything to spend that on. I know. I'm just going to ready an action. So it looks like they're having trouble getting out. She's going to come back here and ready an action with one of these chairs. She's just going to sort of levitate it above the pit so that if they manage to like pop their heads out and get out, she's going to throw one of the chairs down on them as hard as she can.
Nice.
So she's readying.
Sounds good. All right. It's their turn. No, they don't climb out. And that's another natural one. So I'm going to say that this is their life now. you guys can take time just piling stuff up, and they live there now.
Gretch is trapping them in the pit and knife.
Yeah, because I'm just like, that's fine. This is their life now. You've officially nullified this counter. I'm not going to make our listeners listen to your success anymore.
Fantastic.
Just because I don't want us to get us stuck here is all.
So, all right. That means I'm coming running back in my room with a flaming chair going, wait, what?
Just drop it in there.
Yeah, no, you throw it in there and they start screaming and you put the table back on, and that's why they're effectively dead, because they're going to suffocate from the smoke and they're going to get heat burns and stuff.
That's okay, cruel.
Wonderful.
This is horrible. It probably smells bad too.
Listen.
Like in Home Alone.
I want to point out that this is your lives. This is not... Yeah, just this is life.
I had no such thing to do with that. All I did was incinerate several thousand fowl.
All right. Well, I think this is a good start place to take a break. So why don't we take a quick 5-minute break and then we'll finish up the last hour.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, cool beans. All right.
Cool beans.
Cool. All right.
Paula, who is... sorry.
No, it's fine, go ahead.
Who is obviously a way bigger fan of Home Alone than I am, has pointed out to me that it's thirsty for more and not hungry for more. So I apologize out there.
Do you give up or are you thirsty for more?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's funny. So you have some time now to prepare for the next wave.
Yes.
All right. Oh, you got so much time. All right. So what are you guys going to do for your first preparation?
I'm going to reinforce one of these rooms. Probably. Sure. The foyer.
The one that just died, all of its reinforcements broken?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll do that one. Yeah,
I'll help you re-reinforce it, and I succeed. Plus 5.
Okay, that's a total of 28.
Whoa! That's a good number. Good job. All right, so that's Biddle and Renori. What are you going to do, Rangvald and Orn?
Let's put another trap in here, just in case they break through again.
Sure, I will help.
Let's do another explosion-y trap.
I rolled a 20 to help.
Okay.
Wow.
And then I got a 25 to make that trap.
Nice. So, going into that, that successfully makes another one of the explodey traps.
Yeah.
Here you go. It's right up there next to Todrick.
Cool.
All right. So, what are you going to have the kids do?
I'm going to put it on top of the pit that the rats are in.
Do you hear them still shouting and screaming and, like, smoke is coming out from underneath the table?
Oh, no.
It'll be, just let it happen. It'll be...
Oh, gosh.
Listen, it's the delightful end to these monsters that you guys engineered, not me.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's the real monsters in this Nightmare Manor?
You.
It turns out the Yuletide Terror was inside all of us all along.
Yeah,
we are the Yuletide Terror. Oh, no.
We did it.
So we got the kids do.
All right. The kids are going to do a trap again. Sure.
What kind of trap?
Only one aid. We'll do another. We'll do an alchemical trap in the room that they're in.
Sure.
Just keep it safe, and then we'll see. We'll see. We shall see. Because 25.
Whoa! I can't believe you did it. That is good considering you only got one aid.
Yeah, there you go. I actually rolled good on that final roll for a change. Mm-hmm. Let's put that right there, and I think we're good.
All right. 6 minutes have passed. It sounds like outside the Rodent King is not very pleased that you have taken out so many of his people and or pets. So next round, go ahead. Let's start with Renori this time.
Let's reinforce the foyer.
Whole
bottom floor needs to be properly reinforced. 22.
All right. That number goes up. For- 18?
Plus 2, so 24.
No, two, it goes up plus 5.
Oh.
27.
27. If it was a plus 5, then instead of getting, 28 in the last room, it would have been a 31.
Mm.
Oh boy, yeah. Yeah, the 16 here should be a 31.
Got it.
Oh, dang, you're so helpful. I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
I don't have any skills, but as long as I can move heavy objects, I can help.
Next round goes to Orn.
Okay, I'm going to continue helping Keely. That's worked a lot so far.
Rangvald, let's go up into the guest bedroom. And
Rangvald being yourself?
Rangvald being me. Yes, Rangvald, me, the character. I'm saying, that's me, Jason, saying to Rangvald, no. Orn. Orn, let's go on up to the guest bedroom and make sure those windows are tight and safe.
Whatever you say, boss.
Fixing them windows, boss.
I only rolled a 7 that time, so I'm very helpful.
I got a 33 total.
Nice job. All right, going on then with that delightful 33 that I am adjusting now. It is now going to be the children's turn.
The children. Oh, gosh. I feel like we're... How good are we on, like, supplies? I feel like we've been using a lot of supplies, making lots of traps.
You have. Those alchemical traps, Louise, they are going to cost your supplies a total of 4 magic, 2 support, and 2 tools.
Okay.
Yeah, supplies are looking great.
Okay. Well, what do y'all think we should do for the kids?
More traps.
More traps, yeah. Definitely more traps.
Okay.
Yeah, you should trap the upstairs too, guys.
Well, sure. We'll send them into the master... Well, we already had a fight there. But still, they could come through. We'll send them to the kids' room.
Okay.
To make a trap. One, two...
Which trap would you
three,
like?
Three. Hold on a second. Three. Let's do it was all hot metal in there before. Let's do a hot metal surface.
You got it.
Oh, that's cool.
6, 12. 21 on that trap.
You succeed.
Kids are upstairs.
There you go.
Drag that up there.
All right.
Try not to lose it.
Good job. All right. So you get to go. One more turn. Orm, what are you going to do?
I like the strategy that's been going, so I'm going to continue to assist Rangvald.
Good. Okay. Rangvald, what are you going
to
do?
Do we think we need to secure one of or more of the upstairs bathrooms?
Maybe.
They sort of look like they have windows.
Aren't they like little tiny bathroom windows?
Yeah,
So if I roll a result of bathroom and those top ones and they manage to get in, then they have to roll to get into the rooms that are connected to them because they're fortified.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So it's your call if you want to put traps in the bathroom, but they have to roll, like, that fortifications apply to anyone going from the bathroom into that room too.
Right. Orin, let's try to get higher than a 21 in the toy room, the workshop.
All right.
We can do that.
I give you an assist.
All right. Come on. Yeah, we did it. We got a 22.
We did it. Renori and Biddle, you guys are up.
Do you want to hit the lobby?
Yes, I was going to do the entry hall.
I am able to assist. Plus five.
Plus five. Okay. Okay. I got a 25.
All right. It goes up by two. Ooh. There we go. And now the children's.
The kids will make another trap. In the guest bedroom, and we'll do a good old wrecking ball. We only got one of those on the board. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 12. Oh boy. 31. Good job, kids.
They successfully make the wrecking ball.
Put that up there.
All right. And that's everybody, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, this time, it sounds like more rat folk are coming, but then you also hear a very loud, like a massive hawk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, let's see where they go.
Is it a partridge? Is it a giant, dire partridge?
No.
Oh, now I'm disappointed.
Sorry. They are actually going to barrel through the front door.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I mean, down there. Watch the traps.
Right. You guys have actually done pretty well on these checks for the most part. Congratulations. Yeah. You've done it. Oh, right. So you hear like slamming against the door, and it sounds like they're digging out a snowbank. With that, the rat folk open the door, and you see a massive metal bird with metal feathers and wings. It is quite scary, and it's right there. Did it reveal? Okay, no, it didn't. Okay.
No, I still see a dark front door.
There we go.
Yeah. That is frightening.
Yeah. Oh, right. So they are going to go in first. And you can make that touch attack, Keely.
All right. Here it goes.
Is it acid again?
22. Yeah, why not?
A 22 absolutely touches them.
How much was that? 66?
Yeah.
I love that. 20 points of damage.
Oh. Oh, right. And then they have to make a saving throw against that bear trap you put, because the bear...
Someone did that. Yeah, I can't even remember who did these.
No, that's okay. It's great. So they get a... Oh, make an attack roll against their AC with a plus 10 bonus. That'll be Louise, since Louise said it.
All right, Louise. Yeah.
There you go. 24.
Oh, that hits. You do 64 plus 12 piercing damage to them.
Whoa!
64?
Right. I'm sorry, 4d6. That's the wrong order.
Okay. 4d6 plus 12. Looks like a total of 26 points of damage.
Oh, they don't look happy. They're also entangled by the trap. All right, now everybody can roll initiative.
Man, I'm in there.
Yep, I'm on the bar.
Whoops, this trap has an initiative. I don't know how that happened. I think I put it there accidentally. Just trying to get it out of the way.
Yeah, whatever token you're on, when you hit the button, that's what it'll...
Oh, that's what happened. I gave back that trap initiative. That's my initiative. I'll enter it again for me.
Just so that you guys know, for that paint trap, that wrecking ball trap, how it works is that it starts up in the top and... The other one you made, it has to be in the foyer. I'm going to move it over here. How it works is that someone has to manually throw it, but when you throw it, it hits in a 15-foot line. Like in Home Alone, where someone's got to throw the...
Swing it around, yeah.
Yeah. But if you managed, it has a... it uses the person who threw its attack bonus, and if you hit, it does 8d6 plus your strength bonus.
Hey, Orm, you want to wait up here by this thing?
You can also vital strike. So with that in mind, I'm just going to move this one up here because it has to be on the second story.
Okay.
Oh, I just totally screwed up the way that looked. But I'm just going to put them over here. And so, like, if you're at that banister, if you look up at the top, you can be in those squares, and then you can hit up to 5, 10, 15 feet, which is going to be here on the map. I'm going to put down a draw shape so that you guys can see, like, those areas. So up to there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like, that line. And I'll hit everything in the line, and it counts as an area attack.
Okay.
Oh, right. So did everybody roll their initiatives?
Sure did.
Yeah.
How did you do this time, Louise?
I keep rolling 19s for initiative.
I mean, there are, like, when you're a spellcaster, that's, like, all you can really ask for, right? Oh, I rolled a 20 and an 18. So these rats are definitely upset that they have been so horribly pranked by these children. I mean, like, you got them good, guys. They're the dude in Home Alone. Not is it Steve? Is that his name?
What?
The dude who's not Marv.
Oh. I can't remember the guy's names.
I know one is Marv. Ask Paula.
Marv and what is it? What is it? It's Harry. Yeah, I'm looking it up on the internet. I was driving to It's Marv and Harry.
Well, that is definitely what these guys are. All right. So it looks like the Ratfolk troop is going to go first. Hold on. I'm trying to find this stat block. It's giving me a hard time. I'll have to look for this later. All right. So they're going to go first. So this is the weird one that I accidentally mentioned before. They all have goats with them.
Okay.
So what they're going to do is they all are carrying buckets that are filled with goat milk, and they are going to throw the buckets of goat milk at Orn. Enjoy the goat milk, Orn. I don't know if this is going to touch you. That makes me really sad. Does a 17 touch you, Orn?
Flat-footed it will.
All right. I need a fortitude save.
But milk is good for young boys' bones.
21?
Your body feels weird and tingly, but you manage to keep it together. Next, and they are stuck in place, so they're going to try to use the action. No, it's a standard action to escape, so no, they're just stuck in place. Renori, you're up.
Do you want to throw that metal bird on the initiative?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what its initiative modifier is. I can't remember. So you can just go ahead and go, and I'll
put it on. There's also a trap still on initiatives.
Well, it rolled an 18, so it's possible that it could go before I do.
24 is its number.
Okay, great. Well, then I will, as is tradition, prepare and toss a fireball out.
Yeah, right out the window.
Straight out the front door. Just at the furthest edge from where it gets the bird and the rat troop. But mm-hmm. Hit anyone else. So it's a DC 14.
Oh, right. The rats roll. Oh, God. They only rolled a 2. Oh, that's still a 14.
Oh!
So they pass. With that, the rats take no damage, and the bird's feathers superheat, but it doesn't look like it's hurt.
Oh.
So now it is the bird's turn. But if you're interested, Louise, if you have knowledge arcana, you can roll on it.
She can. It's a 23.
With a 23, you know that this is a Stymphalides. I think I'm saying that right.
Ooh.
Do you have any questions about this delightful monster?
Well, is it... What creature type is it, first and foremost?
It's a magical beast.
Okay, so it's not a construct. It just looks like it.
Yeah.
Any weaknesses?
It is vulnerable to sonic damage.
Oh, yes. Mm. So if we sing carols, it'll go away. And I guess any resistances?
It is completely immune to fire damage.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right.
Well, it's turn. Gosh, it is going to... It's really kind of... it's kind of arrogant, and so it's going to, like, fly into the room. It's going to go right over Orm, provoking an attack of opportunity from him.
Do I get one? I haven't gone yet.
Oh, then I thought you had combat reflexes.
I do.
Then yep. You get one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot that part of that ability. All right, so I rolled a 31.
You hit the giant metal bird of doom.
Okay. For 17 damage.
It clings loudly, and you don't think it really was hurt that much by that attack. All right, so it gets into the room, and you cling on it, and it looks like it might have been looking for someone else at first, but you got its attention, so it stops, spins around, and flaps its wings at you, and a barrage of metal feathers pull themselves free from its wings, and it's going to try to hit you with those. Oh, but it rolls a 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that misses even your flat-footed.
Yes.
All right. Next round goes to Rangvald.
Okay.
As they fly in, they go to hit you, and the feathers like cut several inches into the ground that's made out of marble.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna back up a little bit here. Uh-huh. Walk up the stairs behind me.
Okay.
This is going to actually have to do 2 movements to get to where I want to go. But at the same time, I'm going to try to get the bird's attention by yelling at it.
Sure.
I obviously wanted to get a little closer so I can hit it with the bucket.
Sure. Oh, right. Biddle's turn.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, let's get its attention. She's going to use Kinetic Blast to throw one of these little potted plants at it. Maybe, like, this one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Nat 20. That is timely.
That hits. Roll to confirm.
28.
Ooh, yeah.
That confirms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, with Kinetic Blast, I'm pretty sure that only the first damage die multiplies, right?
That is incorrect. The entire
thing
doubles.
Thing?
The whole thing?
The whole thing. What?
Yeah, it's insane.
So it's not like Alchemist Bombs that only the first one multiplies?
It's not like Alchemist Bombs.
Oh.
It's the whole shebang. So I'm at 32.
Okay.
Let's see. Plus 8, that's 40, 50, 62. 67 points of magical bludgeoning damage.
Oh, right. That looks like it really hurt, but it is not down.
She is now afraid that she has got its attention, and she is going to go stand next to her friend upstairs.
Yeah, I think you successfully got its attention. I don't know why this has initiative, so I'm removing it from the initiative order. Orin, you're up.
Okay. I am going to... All right. So these things are stuck here and they can't move, right?
Until they break that trap, yeah.
Okay, good, good. So those, they should just enjoy that. I'm going to get a parting shot on them. So might as well be a final strike power attack.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's a 24.
That hits.
Okay. 35 damage.
How much?
35.
Oh, they don't look very happy. I'm in awe because you struggled so much against the first one, and you're just wrecking this guy with good use of traps.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And then I want to, right here, I move back to there.
Nice. It's their turn. They're going to try to break out of the trap. Oh, that is a real number. They roll a grand total of a 21, which is enough to beat the DC 19 of the trap.
Mm-hmm.
So they bust out of the trap and they start going for you. 20, 25, 30. All right, so now it's Minori's turn.
All right, I'm going to have some misfortune befall this bird.
All right, it's going to try to make its saving throw. It rolls a nat 1.
Yeah!
Wonderful. All right, and I cackle. I laugh. I enjoy it. This is actually more fun than I expected.
The bird is going to go. The bird is upset. It doesn't actually understand what you did to it, though. It does, however, understand the little boy who swung at it. So it's going to move 5,
no,
10,
no one swung at it.
15,
oh, yeah, we guess it, yeah.
20.
I forgot about that.
It's flying, so that trap is not going to trigger. I got to move it front so that the audience can see it. 25, 30. So it's going to use its flyby attack feat to try to slam into Orm with its wings while it goes. Orm. Oh, natural 20. That'll hit.
Orm.
Oh, natural 20 to confirm.
No, oh, boy. Got misfortune.
Well, then I rolled 2 natural 20s.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirm.
Yeah. No, confirm.
Let's
it.
Roll to confirm. That's a 7 for a total of 16.
That won't confirm.
Oh. Good job, Louise. You saved the day.
You really did.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take 5 points of damage, and the razor sharp cut kind of slices from armpit to armpit, and you start bleeding there for 1d6 damage on each of your turns.
Okay.
It is very painful. Actually, no, it's a perfect cut. So it starts bleeding, but it doesn't hurt because it's on the molecular level.
Whoa. All right.
So then it's going to keep spinning around. How much more movement does it have? Oh, it's got 120 feet of flying. So it's going to continue to keep going around. If you can hit it, you can totally hit it, Orm. If you have an attack
property. Totally going to hit it.
All right, do it.
Okay, 24.
That hits.
Okay. 22 damage.
All right. It's going to take that 22 damage in stride like the boss it is. It is going to end its movement right there. Next up is Rangvald.
All right. Look at them. Look at where they are. Look at where they are. Oh.
It basically flew around the room and is getting ready for a second flyby.
I can't. Do we want to do rats or the bird? Probably the bird, right?
Because
they're both in prime position for paint canning.
I'd say the rats, because they're more likely to move out of position.
All right. Okay. I'll step over to the other paint can and give it a shove.
Yeah,
All right, give me a ranged attack roll against their AC.
Ranged attack? Oh, sure. I'm actually not that dexterous. Here's hoping. Oh, I rolled terrible. 11.
11 will not hit.
Yeah.
The paint can is wasted. I am so sorry, my friend. I'm going to move this paint can off screen. Give me back my paint can. Next round is Biddle. Hey, Biddle, you know who's really great with ranged attacks?
Not me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's okay. I got a +9. One for being small, +10. That's not bad. Sure, let's use this paint can. It does a bunch of damage.
Yeah, bash that bird.
All right, +10. I rolled a 15 for 25.
That hits.
Oh my gosh.
Your impact trap does 8d6 bludgeoning damage plus your strength.
So 8d6 minus 2. All right, cool. So I'll just take that die out of there, because that's a 2. But oh my gosh, so many 5s and 6s. This is crazy. 10, 21, 33, 34 points of damage.
All right.
That's cool.
Gosh, I don't know what you put into that paint can, but you somehow overcame its DR and magic and adamantine, gave this bird a concussion, and it crashes to the ground dead.
Yes!
No!
The worst part is that you kind of hit the number on the nose. I guess for you, that's the best thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, right. I would have gotten too much damage, except that strength penalty really helped.
Yeah. Orim, you're up.
All right. So I'm going to go over here.
Okay.
I'm moving around the pit trap and standing in front of my friend. I'm pretending to be blocking and protecting her, even though I probably am blocking and protecting her, with a called action of when the rats get close, they are going to get super smacked in the face.
All right. Well, guess what? It's the rat's turn.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move over here, and you're going to get that action, and then they're going to provoke the trap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 24 to hit them.
A 24 hits.
Okay, 21 points of damage.
They take all of that. All right, and so now, Param, roll a d4 for me to see how many shrapnel spikes are at the bottom of this trap.
3.
Well, you get to give me 3 attack rolls with a +10 bonus.
Okay, so that's a 28.
That hits.
15.
That hits.
And a 24.
Wow, you rolled a 15, a 14, and a whatever?
Yep.
Wow, that all of those hit. 3d10 plus 36, please.
Okay.
They don't have DR. They can't separate it out.
No. Wait, so it's 3d10 plus what?
36. It's 12 for each of them.
Those are some sharp Legos.
So 6 on the dice. 8 on the dice. So it's 14. It's 21 plus 36 is 50. 63.
Well, they automatically take 6 falling damage from just falling 10 feet. And okay. Then you do all of that damage that all of them are dead. They're just destroyed down there at the bottom.
Oh, you poor ratties.
Indeed.
Pile of dead rats.
It is a pile of dead rats. So that ends this particular wave. So let's see how much time you guys get before the next one. You get a good amount of time. It sounds like the Rat King is cursing that you managed to kill his pet. He's very, very not happy about it. Mm. It's a very, very unhappy guy. So you get some time to try to rebuild your fortifications.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we all should reinforce the front just in case they try a frontal assault.
Yes. Indeed.
Maybe one of those amazing pit traps.
Let's keep it up. We can put one right in front of the door.
Right in front of the door? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll aid with that, and I succeed. So that's a +5 to whoever's trying to make it.
I'm assisting. I do succeed.
All right. Cool. I'll do the trap. Luis, you want to do just the general fortification?
Sure. To make that roll. Bonus am I getting?
Oh, I was helping with the pit. I was helping move earth and stone. So not maybe all the children, all the kids.
Yeah, all the children will help you.
They can all help you.
One.
Okay.
Two. Three. You got 3 out of 5. So +6.
A 6. Okay. That's a total of 40.
Nice.
And that is.
That is to make to make the pit trap, right? Which one?
No, that's the
reinforce the.
Oi!
They're never getting in here.
No, they seriously might. They seriously might not. They'll just be like, "Well, this is our life now," and you put a pit trap in.
Yeah, and I got a total of 28 to make the pit trap.
That succeeds.
Teray.
All right. Yes. Is that everybody that's gone? Like,
yes,
all of
that's
you?
one all right. cycle.
All right, you guys get another cycle.
What do we do with it?
More traps.
Yep. More traps in the front room here, or do you want to go another way?
I think the front room's good.
Can we? I like it. Is anyone good at bluff? Can we lure them to try to be like, oh no, they broke all our main defenses, and like try to get them to come in the front?
I mean, you can try, but they kind of show up where they want to attack, and then they go in from there.
Oh, okay.
You think that it's not like, oh man, we've tried this place, let's try somewhere else. They're kind of just attacking where they think they can get in. So okay. You can put your defenses anywhere. You guys got kind of lucky with them hitting the front with all of the traps you have there.
Yeah. But let's put two more traps in the front.
Those foyer. Swinging paint cans were fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do two more of those. So
yeah, so they have to be on the top where Ragnvald and Biddle are.
Yeah.
I'll assist with one of them if I can. I guess it's heavy stuff and we're lifting it up, right?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Yeah. Then I aid for +5 on one of those traps.
Cool. The kids give out 4 aids, so +8.
Okay, I give out an assist.
Okay. Nice. Right. I'll take the kids this time. You take everybody else, Luis. I'll take their +8 and you take the +7 from the other group. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just took the bigger bonus there. I didn't mean to. I wasn't thinking.
That's fine. Okay. I got a total of 28.
Nice.
Sweet.
I got a 32 to make
that. All right, those both succeed. You got 2 more traps up.
Here and there. And that should do it. Okay.
All right, so that's everybody for the second round?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, and now you're at the third round.
Oh, gee.
Let's put the trap in their bedroom.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I'm going to head down again into the workshop and try to get better than a 22.
Sounds good.
Defense.
Okay, I'm going to help whoever's building a trap in here, and I succeed. As long as it's one of the heavy ones that we can do something with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. So what kind of trap are you doing?
We're going to build a pit trap in here with a 31.
Will that just, like, send him to the bottom floor?
I don't know. But it might be extra-dimensional pit traps, because, you know, magic.
Yes.
Because it looks like they'll end up in the Bloody Wolf room if it's just into the... Oh, no, your map shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Control Z.
Did it work?
Not yet.
Maybe if anything up there.
Control
no. Z. Yeah, it's not working.
All I think right, you just need to drag it over to the right one.
Like this? There we go.
You're good.
Okay. Yeah, something got moved on that layer that shouldn't be there. All right, but anyway, here is your pit trap. Do-do-do-do-do. Moving it up. There you go. Where do you want it?
Just right in front of me, I guess.
Wait, there's a window here and a window
here.
Oh,
it's not assigned to you. Here, try that. You should be able to move it now.
Okay. Here, now anyone coming in the window has to deal
with it. All right. Team 2, what are you guys doing?
I got me and the kids got a 31.
All right. What are you making?
For the reinforcement of the workshop.
All right. Oh, that is a great number.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. So it has been about 18 minutes since you started reinforcing this room. And at this point, you hear a loud roar that could only be described as draconic.
Oh, boy.
You hear the Rodent King yell, "Fools! I will have you destroyed by your own champion!" And with that, a giant gold dragon, or not a giant, a large gold dragon appears. Give me Knowledge Arcana.
Mm-hmm.
28.
With a 28, you know that gold dragons are normally lawful good. That will give you 3 pieces of information. And you also notice that this gold dragon appears to have binding runes attached to each of its arms and its wings. Almost as if it was being made to fight against its will. Biddle, you think that it kind of looks like a dragon that lived here named Brelavar. Maybe it's one of its kids or something.
Oh, I will tell her. It looks like Brelavar. It's either Brelavar or one of his kids or something.
There is one on each of its forearms, one at the base of each of its wings, and one around its neck.
So what do they look like? Like they're like metal plates? Or?
They are 5 gold rings that have enchantment on
them. Of course. Of course they are.
And so it flies in and yells, "I will destroy you in the name of Krampus!" That brings us to the end of this episode of Season's Beatings, a Yuletide Terror actual play podcast. From the cast here at Season's Beatings, harrowing holidays to all, and to all a good fright.
If you're interested in reading or running the adventure we're playing, Yuletide Terror, you can find the perfect place to pick up your own copy at everymangaming.com/Yuletide-terror. This actual play podcast wouldn't have been possible without the hard work of four outstanding artists, Jacob Blackman, Liz Quartz, Eric Frankhouse, and Mew. Jacob Blackman is a lightning-fast illustrator who drew all of the art in both Yuletide Terror and for all the tokens that viewers of the actual play video have been seeing. Jacob is always taking commissions, so shoot him an email at commissionprodigyduck.com. Liz Quartz is a stellar illustrator, cartographer, and coding genius who created all of the battle mats for the Yuletide Terror adventure. She takes commissions for hand-drawn character illustrations, cartographic work, and nifty bits of physical artwork, which you can commission through her Facebook page at facebook.com/RPGGeek. Eric Frankhouse is a fantastic illustrator, cartographer, and world-building consultant. He drew the Holly Glen map that you saw in episode 1 of Season's Beatings, which is also featured in the Yuletide Terror adventure. Eric does phenomenal work, and I can't recommend checking him out at ericfrankhouse.artstation.com enough. That's Eric with a K, mind you. The entire cast wants to extend a special thank you to Mew of YouTube fame. Mew is a dark music artist, and all of the spooky sounds you've heard throughout Season's Beatings are used with their blessing. If you like the music in Season's Beatings, maybe you want to go and use some of it for your own campaigns, then please go check out Mew's YouTube page at youtube.com/MewG. That's M-Y-U-U-J-I.